This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Outgoing Denver Public Schools Superintendent Susana Cordova says for schools to succeed, the city's education community has to move past labels. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Whether you support charter or neighborhood schools or think schools should be laser-focused on test scores over social and emotional development, Denver's education community is fractured. In the final press conference of her two-year tenure, Cordova urged people to find common ground.
As a parent of a recent DPS graduate, I think it is a fallacy and a false notion that people either care about test scores or they care about their kids' well-being.
Cordova's decision to take a job in Dallas caused a flurry of accusations that she was pushed out by the school board. Cordova does not blame the board. An interim superintendent takes over January 1st. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
President-elect Biden plans to nominate Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland of New Mexico for Interior Secretary. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
It's a historic pick. Haaland would be the first Native American to serve as Interior Secretary. Democrat Joe Neguse, who sits with Haaland on the House Natural Resources Committee, praised the pick, saying she understands the importance of conserving public lands and that he looks forward to working with her to deliver priorities for the state, including his Colorado Public Lands Bill, the CORE Act. Haaland could also have a big say on an issue that could impact the state, the Bureau of Land Management. She's been a vocal critic of the headquarters move to Grand Junction. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up, Maine Senator Angus King talks about the scale and significance of recent cyber attacks on government agencies. Then, a tax break passed by Congress this year to encourage more donations is about to expire, leaving Congress to rethink how to help boost charitable giving in the pandemic. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. The holiday shopping season is vital for many small businesses, but this year it's more important than ever.
This year, it's not just make it or break it for the season, but it's having to try to recover for what they've been through most of 2020.
We take a walk through Colorado Springs shopping districts in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 45 in Denver, 35 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR.